What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Please Stop Blaming Feminism for Female Nature. Now, today we're going to be talking about female nature and why you guys out there gotta stop freaking blaming feminism for it. Now, don't mind the baby seat in the back. This is my mom's car. The Benz is at the shop. Damn thing has a problem with the gear shifter. It had like three things go bad with it when I came back from Colombia, man. When I came back from Colombia, I took the train from Miami, Boca Raton, then I took an Uber to pick up the car, and the serpentine belt went bad, radiator went bad, the shifter, we thought the shifter was acting up because of the serpentine belt, but turns out that the shifter also was going bad. So three totally independent things went bad at the same time. So the car is at the shop, but I have to admit, you know, I got the car for $4,000. I put 30,000 miles on it because I do DoorDash, you know, so I think I got my money's worth out of that car. And according to the mechanic, you know, after what we did, the radiator, we did the serpentine belt, and now we're doing the shifter, he's saying you can probably get another, you know, 30, 40,000 miles out of it. So if I get another year or two out of the Benz, and I don't, you know, spend more than a couple hundred dollars a year fixing it up, then I pretty much got my money's worth out of it. But anyway, this video is not about the Benz, God willing, I'll have it tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest. Anyways, so guys, what have I been telling you ever since I started my channel, even back on YouTube before I even started MGTOW TV? All feminism really is women having fun. That's really all feminism. Feminism is female nature out in the open, raw and unchecked. Now, a little bit of a news update. As you guys know, I did a video a couple of days ago for, it was a viewer request. If you guys want a custom video, you know, on MGTOW TV, you can go to the drop-down link. There's a video request where you can see content creators like myself who are offering video requests. The Realist Philosopher is offering a video request. One of our Spanish-speaking content creators is also offering video requests. So if you're a pro member, you can offer video requests for your users. If you're a viewer, you want somebody to do a custom video for you, you can do that on MGTOW TV by, again, going to the menu, drop-down menu, video request, and picking the content creator that you'd like to do a custom video for you. So his custom video was via giftsendbro.com, which is, you know, giftsendbro to MGTOW TV is like Locals to Rumble. Believe it or not, guys, minus the apps, which I have, but they're not up to my standards, we pretty much can compete with Rumble in every way possible, believe it or not. We can do it better, quicker, and cheaper. So, anyways. So, the content, the video requester, the video request that he requested was about, he's a young dude. He was getting a little bit jealous of this girl that he was, you know, pretty much banging. And, you know, I told him in the video, yo, man, you know, other than sticking your dick in her pussy, don't invest anything into her, you know, don't even think about her, you know. And I asked him in the video if you can give us a update to what's going on with your girl. He just sent me a text message on MGTOW TV yesterday telling me that he's banging her, and good for him. He has a booty call. And I told him, man, as long as you're not investing anything in her other than your dick, keep at it, bro. You got a booty call, that's number one. Number two, when the relationship come, well, if you want to call it a relationship, I don't think it's a situationship, that's what it really is. But when the situationship comes to an end, and most of them do, don't chase after her, okay? Because once she's wanting to move on, you know, either she's gonna request things out of you, like maybe help her pay a bill or become her ATM. You guys out there gotta understand, man, if a bitch just wants your dick and her pussy, let me tell you something. As somebody who drove cab in LA, I am telling you with absolute fact, there are women out there. They have, you know, two-car garage, white picket fence, dog, three kids. They have it all. And yet there's some D-bag who's dicking her down when her husband is out working. And he's probably been dicking her down for 20-plus years. So you guys out there, like our video requester, if you got yourself a bona fide booty call, let the beta male, let the simp be her ATM, attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Married says. Let the simp, the beta male, be her emotional tampon, like Sandman said. So this is one of the things I need to talk to you guys about, is that you guys gotta understand, man, like TFM said, when women are in their teens and 20s, they just wanna spurt fuck. A lot of you guys are under the impression that if a woman really wants, she wants to have a high value man, have children with that high value man. No. These women wanna fuck. Now, I went to the Beta Male Cafe. Not the Beta Male Cafe. I went to the Beta Male Pub yesterday. I haven't been to the Beta Male Pub in a long time, and that's because, you know, when I go to the Beta Male Pub, I go there to work on MGTOW TV at night, you know, and I give them $5. They give me like a cup of fucking, I don't know, Diet Coke. It's really a tip more than anything else. I can, you know, sit in the back and work on MGTOW TV. For some reason, you know, being at a pub with all the people around, you know, for some reason, I'm that type of guy that I just have to be working in a place that has activity in it. Even though I put my headphones on and I don't hear anything, but that's just how I'm set up. So anyways, I haven't been back to this Beta Male Pub in like several months. So, and I've seen this at the Beta Male Pub before, it's nothing new. But because it was so obvious yesterday, I just had to make this video. So there was this cute blonde girl, probably 20, even though it's a pub, you know, you're supposed to be 21 and above. But, you know, there are, let's be honest, you know, you're going to get girls who are going to come in there who are definitely not 21 or over, you know. This is why you get Martin County sheriffs coming into the pub every now and then, making sure, you know, there's not any underage people in there. So I've said this before, the town I live in, small town USA, it's predominantly white, middle class, very safe, okay? So here we have this cute white girl, blue eye, blonde, and this girl is like walking around the pub, like tapping, you know, shed lights and high tier normie men, of course. And she would tap them on the back, grab them by the hand, lead them to the bathroom. Now, I'm sitting at the table in the back, so the only way for you to get to the bathroom is that you have to pass me. This bitch passed me like 7 or 8 times with different dudes. She would take them to the bathroom, to the male bath, you know, to the men's bathroom. They have a stall there, you know, so she and, you know, whatever Chad Light or high tier normie she picked, she can go into the bathroom, into the men's bathroom, lock herself in the stall, and, you know, for a couple of minutes, you know, whatever dude she took with her, you know, can fuck her up the ass, or, you know, bend her over the sink, some dumb shit like that. Furthermore, she would be the type of girl that would actually have a harem of like orbiters, like 4 or 5 normies, you know, like surrounding her, and she would take them out back to the parking lot. Now, if you guys remember in a past video, like several months ago, I told you when I came out of the Beta Male Pub at like 2 o'clock at night, you know, I get in my car, I start up my car. Now, my Benz, you know, like most cars nowadays, when you start it up at night, the lights automatically come on. So I'm sitting in my car, I start it up, the lights come on, and the we are parallel parking, right? So my car is like this, you know, the car in front of me is exactly like my car, but you know, 20 feet in front of me, okay? So there was this girl, she was sitting outside the driver door sucking some guy's cock. My headlights are right in her eye, or my headlights are right in her face, and this bitch, no hesitation, no shame, no problem, she's sucking off a dude. And that's not the crazy part. You know, the crazy part is that this was a car full of guys. So he would get his dick sucked for like a minute, then he'd go in the back, then some guy would jump out from the back and jump into the driver's seat, and this girl is just sucking cock one after another. You know, I stayed there for like 2 minutes looking at this ordeal, and I'm like, bitch, you know we can see you sucking cock, and she doesn't care. And this is what Islam tells us, that in this current world order that we live in, people will have sex in the middle of the street like donkeys. When donkeys have sex in the middle of the street, they don't give a flying F who's watching them or not. I mean, I was like, damn, girl, I'm like 20 feet behind you. My lights are in your face. I see you going like this. At least have some sort of shame, but nah, nothing, right? So this cute blonde girl, that's what she was probably doing when she took a harem of men out back. And then, you know, later on in the day, you know, obviously she has social media, she invites over some dusty black guy, and then when the dusty black dude comes over, you guys have to understand, at the Beta Male pub, we don't get black people at the Beta Male pub. For black people to come to the Beta Male pub, some white girl has to invite them over. You know, not saying that the Beta Male pub is gonna be like, yo, you black, you can't come in here unless a white girl vouches for it. But you guys have to understand, you know, these dusties, they're not gonna go waste their time going to a pub unless they're gonna get pussy out of it. So this dusty, he comes in, she hugs him, and then she takes like a selfie with him. And, you know, she's probably posting it all over social media. I guarantee you she's sending a picture to her daddy saying, look, daddy, your blue-eyed, blonde, white daughter is fucking this black dusty over here. So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys watching this is that women want to be whores. That is female nature. And whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, you have to accept female nature. Now, I know a lot of you guys are going to say, Amr, I don't want to accept female nature. Well, guess what? Don't accept shark nature, okay? Next time, tomorrow, for example, go to the beach at dusk when the sun is going down. There is a feeding frenzy. There is blood in the water. And say, I don't believe in shark nature. And go take a swim. See what's going to happen. Fucking Jaws is going to bite you in the ass, right? So the same way you protect yourself from shark nature is the same way you protect yourself from female nature. Now, how do you protect yourself from female nature? It's in religion. I don't care if it's Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. You know, a lot of people like to say Islam is right about women. Well, guess what? Christianity and Judaism pretty much say the same thing, because, you know, they're from the same God. What does religion tell us about women? They stay in the house. If they leave the house, they have to have a mihram, a male guardian at all times. And when they're out of the house, they have to be literally covered from head to toe, and they cannot interact with any other man, okay? This is what religion tells us. Now, we like to think we're better than Muhammad, we're better than Jesus, we're better than Moses. So God is like, oh, you guys think you're better than what I'm telling you to do? Okay, no problem. This is where we are today, you know? Like the Christians say, be careful of what you wish for, okay? Because you might get it. So you guys in the 60s, you were like, oh, I'm gonna get these Stacys, I'm gonna get these fine-ass women, sexual liberation, we're gonna give them rights, they're gonna give us pussy because, you know, well, we gave them rights, we liberated them. Look where we are today. Who is who is struggling the most? Is it Chad and Tyrone? No, Chad and Tyrone, the top tier men, they're getting all the fine ass pussy, okay? And you're paying for it, okay? It's 80%+ of guys out there, guys. I'm willing to venture that I would say now, realistically speaking, like realistically, I would say 90% of guys out there are, I'm trying to get the lights working. Damn, my Mercedes has a better light than this car. Anyways, God willing, I'll get the Mercedes tomorrow. That's all right. Yeah, we don't need fucking lights. I mean, this is not, this is more of an audio video than a visual video. What if I go like this? Oh, that's fine. I don't need lights. So, I would say that 90% of men out there are invisible to women. Even if a woman goes to a bar, again, this young 20-year-old, blue-eyed blonde hottie, she was going around the bar tapping hot guys to take back into the bathroom for a quickie, okay? She had a harem of, high-tier normies that she'll take out in the parking lot so she can suck their cocks, okay? You guys out there have got to understand that women want to be whores. Get that through your mind, guys, okay? This whole notion of if she turned in her chips early, if she got married at the age of 20, had a family, that would be best for her. That's not what she wants. The Red Knight uploaded a video on MGTOW TV yesterday about this Christian girl who was engaged to get married at 21, 22. And she said her fiance called it off. And he probably called it off because he found out she was a psycho bitch. And she got married at the age of 31, 32, 10 years later. What do you think this hoe was doing for the next 10 years? Do you think she was sitting at home, netting, reading the Bible? Of course not. She was sucking cock, hopping on from one cock to another. And let me tell you something, guys. I don't care if the bitch is a Muslim or a Christian. A lot of these women, they suck cock and they get fucked in the ass. And you know what? They're still virgins. Technically, they're still virgins, right? So, there you go. I cannot stress this enough for you guys out there. You need to understand, man. Even if you are a 10 out of a 10. Even if you're fucking hot. Even if you have a lot of money. Even if you marry a 20-year-old virgin. She's going to get bored. A lot of women out there, man, they have FOMO, fear of missing out. I even did a video about that back when I was in LA, 4 or 5 years ago, even before Scamarona even began. I did a video about FOMO. If you type in FOMO, I think it should show up under one of my videos, So it's all about fear of missing out when it comes to women, okay? So I know a lot of Muslim women, they got married young, they were virgins, they had kids, and now they're in their late 20s, early 30s. Guess what they're doing? They're divorcing their husbands so they can go out, ride that cock carousel like nobody's business, Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, always says, you can't rush the slut. I am Amrit Wali. I always say you cannot hold back the sharmuta. It's in a woman's nature to be a dirty, dirty sharmuta. This is why you guys out there, you see a lot of Muslim guys who are like sevens and eights and they're marrying like fucking ones and twos. It's because, yeah, this girl will not cheat on them. She will not leave them because no other guy would want her, even if she tried. So that's why you see Muslim guys marrying an ugly woman. I can't do that, guys, I can't be with an ugly woman, okay? This is why I don't put Yogi Ob's mom on camera, okay? So the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there, especially you Muslim guys, unless you plan on marrying a really fugly woman, marriage is obsolete. Okay, I made a video about this, a short video, I think. There is no incentive for a woman to be in a relationship because a lot of these Muslim woman who got married young while they were virgins. They divorce raped the husbands. By that time, they get the house, they get child support. And let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something about Muslim women, okay? A lot of these Muslim women, when they come to America, they want you to put them in college, okay? A lot of Muslim men, they make the grave mistake of putting a hijabi through college. I made a short video about this, guys. If a hijabi asks you to put her through college, she's gonna divorce you, okay? This is why you guys gotta be upfront with a woman and be like, hey, you're gonna be a stay-at-home mom. You're not gonna work, okay? You take my mom, for example. She's a stay-at-home mom. She never worked a day in her life. This is what you all gotta do when it comes to women, okay? If you put your woman through college, you're a fucking retard. It's like, bro, while you work your ass off, you're paying off all her college tuition, you're paying her bills, and then, you know, a couple of years later when the kids are, you know, grown up and they can take care of themselves, guess what your ex is gonna do? You know, she's gonna go work as a nurse, you know, because a lot of Muslim women, you know, because Muslim women usually are a little bit higher IQ than white women. I don't want to say they're higher IQ than white women. They're just a little bit more crafty than white women, you know. So a lot of hijabis, they end up working as pharmacists. They end up working as nurses. So if they're going to be working as a nurse or a pharmacist, they're going to be making at least $100,000 a year. Okay, so when this bitch decides to divorce you at the age of 32, 33, well, guess what? You know, not only is she gonna take the house, she's probably gonna take alimony from you, but now she's gonna have access to a job where she's gonna make $100,000 a year. So she already has a house, she already has you paying her child support and alimony, and on top of that, she's gonna have her own income of $100,000. You guys need to understand, man. Women want to be whores, okay? There is no... All these women you guys see on fucking Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, who are saying, I regret being a whore, feminism lied to me. No. This is like me saying, oh yeah, I regret ripping off all my customers and my clients. It's like, no. You did the crime, you do the time. That's how it goes, you know. You woman chose to be whores. Did feminism put a gun to your head and say you have to suck cock and get the fucking football team to run a train on you? No. Did feminism tell you you have to sport fuck, you know, for about, from the age of like what, 9, 10 to what, 25, 26, you know, for a period of 15 years? You know these girls are fucking before the age of 14, 13, right? You know, you think a woman gives a fuck about 18 legal age? Hell no, they don't. Women don't give a fuck about anything, man. So, again, did feminism put a gun to a woman's head to force her to be a dirty, dirty sharmuta? No, feminism didn't do that. You chose to do that. Did feminism put a gun to your head, say, hey, take out a $250,000 loan so you can get a PhD in underwater basket weaving? And to be honest with you, if a bitch got a degree in underwater basket weaving, that would actually be better than getting a degree in fucking gender studies, because at least, you know, she can actually weave a fucking basket, you know, underwater. You never know, man. Maybe we'll live under the ocean one day and you have to, like, do underwater basket weaving. You know, it beats fucking what you may call it. It fucking beats doing gender studies. Damn it, the light in this car is not good at all. God, I can't wait until I get my Mercedes back. Okay, that's fine. Like I said, this is an audio video. It's not. There is no point in having to see me. I mean, that doesn't add anything to the quality of the message by seeing me, unless of course you're Coach Bitch Bill. But that's for another video. The point that I'm trying to get past to all of you guys out there, she's either gonna be a whore up front or she's gonna be a whore on the back end. If she's a 4 or above, okay, if she's a 4 or above, she's gonna be a whore before she marries you, or she's gonna be a whore after she marries you. And again, even if you are a 10, she's gonna get bored, okay? A woman's job is to have as many cocks in her orifices, okay? In her ass, in her mouth, in her pussy. That's the name of the game. And again, there are women out there who make it a habit of getting cock by as many different men in as many orifices as possible. Like, for example, that cute blue-eyed blonde white girl at the Beta Male pub yesterday. She probably had a dick in her, she definitely had a dick in her mouth. She probably had a dick in her ass. She probably had a dick in her pussy. And a lot of these girls, you know, it's that time of the month, so they go out and they do it. Again, this girl was walking out to hot, walking up to hot guys at the bar, tapping them on the shoulder without saying a single word, tapping them on the shoulder, grabbing them by the hand and leading them to the bathroom, to the men's bathroom, to one of the stalls in the men's bathrooms, okay? So what does this tell you guys, okay? Women just love sex, guys, okay? I know a lot of you guys out there like to think that sex is something special to women. It's not. It really isn't, okay? They just want to have as many different DNAs in them. And that's actually part of nature, you know? Human, you know, nature wants women to have as many diverse DNA in them. That's part of nature, you know? Imagine if a woman, you know, only had to, wanted to have one child and, you know, that's it, right? So a woman has to have diverse genetic makeup, you know, maybe before, you know, maybe before religion was a thing, that's how it was. I mean, you guys have to keep in mind, you know, when Adam and Eve had kids, those kids were having kids with their brother and sister. You know, as disgusting as that might sound, but that's how it worked back then, guys, you know. Brothers and sisters were having the babies together. I mean, tell me something else, right? You know, right? But yeah, Adam and Eve, their sons and daughters were having kids together. Brother and sisters were having kids together. So obviously, the opposite of that. And you all know you can't have, kids with your sisters, right? You know, unless of course you're a Coach Mitch Bell. But again, that's gonna be for another video. So yeah. What's the opposite of having sex with your fucking sister, you know? It's having diverse genetic makeup from various different men, you know? This is why you get women out there who are like, I'm gonna be a mud shark and get with fucking Tyrone or a Dusty, you know? That's just nature doing its work. And again, as men, the whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from becoming fully satanic, from becoming fully evil. You guys need to understand two things about women, okay? You have female nature, and then you have nature, okay? Female nature and nature are two different things, okay? Nature is biology. A woman, again, is supposed to have as many variants of dicks inside of her. That's biology. Now, female nature is evil. This is why Islam tells us the vast majority of people in the hellfire are going to be women. Why? Because they chose to be evil. You know, these women out there who do false rape accusations, they do domestic charges, you know, they divorce rape the husband. They know what they're doing is evil. They simply choose to do what's evil. This is why in Islam, a woman's word is half that as a man. So imagine all these women out there are like, oh yeah, he raped me, but hey bitch, your word is half that as of a man. There's a reason behind that, guys. You know, God ain't dumb. God knows what women are up to. You know, he created everybody. So imagine how many innocent men would still be alive, would still be free, if a woman's word was half that as a man, as religion tells us. And just to let you know, in Judaism, women don't even have a word, just to let you know, okay? So, female nature is inherently evil. This is why women have no authority. They cannot be put in authority. They could not be given power. A woman's biology is to have as many varieties of cock inside of them. This is why restrictions are put on women, like, you know, don't go out unless you have a male guardian. Don't talk to other men. Wear a burqa from head to toe. Today, guys, we don't have any restrictions. So this is why I tell you guys, all feminism really is women having fun. It's just female nature along with just plain old nature, biology, just out in the open doing whatever it wills, whatever it wants. This is like you taking a grizzly bear, putting it in a kid's nursery. Well, guess what? The grizzly bear is gonna have an open buffet of fucking, you know, toddlers and kids, you know? And whose fault is it, right? It's your fault. It's the same thing with women, you know? Like TFM says, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is, it's all the beta males, the simps, who encourage, enable, and empower women to be what they are today, okay? So, in short of God destroying Western civilization and having a major decrease in beta males and simps, things will only get worse. And your job, my job, is not to get involved with the modern woman, okay? Is marriage still viable? Can you have children? Unless you plan on marrying a fugly woman who's sub-4, it's really very hard to try to get with a modern woman. I don't know if there's a solution for it, in short of, again, God destroying Western civilization and then starting from all over. So, the bottom line here, guys, the absolute bottom line that you guys should have known by now is that you gotta accept female nature, okay? And again, just because you accept female nature doesn't necessarily mean you're okay with it, you know? I'm not okay with going into the water and having a shark attack me. That's why I go swimming during the middle of the day, low tide, and I go like maybe 4 or 5 feet away from the shore, and that's about it. So just like you protect yourself from shark nature, you have to protect yourself from female nature. But the bottom line here, guys, is that this is something that is only going to get worse, and female nature is all about doing evil, and it's all about having as many cocks inside of her. It doesn't matter if she's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or even 70. All right, guys, that's my video for today. And again, the bottom line here, guys, a lot of red pill guys try to push this nonsense. They say if you're alpha enough, bro, if you're hot enough, bro, if you're jacked enough, bro, if you're rich enough, bro, even if you are, look at Tom Brady. Eventually, she's going to get bored. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we're going to see you in the next one. Peace.